Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What's up? What's good? It's the good news. And welcome to Aaron's Expeditions, where we talk everything Christ and entertainment and action. So I'm your host, Aaron Patience. And today we are here with the brand new member of I Am Youth Podcast. So, hey, Chandra.
Hey, friend.
Hello. So, Chandra is all the way from, is it in the Northern Cape, Western Cape?
Western Cape.
She's all the way, I don't know where George is. So, she's all the way from George. And I've always wondered, you know, what happens in George? Because there's another girl I study with, and mm-hmm. she's also from George.
Really?
So, I decided, let's get to know our newest member and then talk everything what it means to start your own podcast. So, Sean J, I have to think of a new icebreaker now. If I am a first-time visitor mm-hmm. in George,
yes.
where do I need to go and why?
Cool. You know, George is quite a small town. It is nothing compared to Pretoria.
Okay.
Pretoria is times 100.
Is it like the Hatfield of Pretoria?
Uh-uh. We shall not compare George to Hatfield. No, I don't know actually how to explain it. It's a small dorpie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you drive from the one side to the other side with no traffic in 20 minutes. Then you're on the other side of George.
For real?
Yep. So not even, like, you can probably do it in 15 minutes.
Okay.
I feel like something that's really unique to George is probably the Red Berry Farm.
Ooh.
Where you go pick your own strawberries. Yeah. And then obviously the beaches.
Yeah.
You've got Harold's Bay, you've got Victoria Bay.
Is it a tourist thing, like a tourist
The Red Berry Farm.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Many okay. people, it's not a big tourist thing, but like if you're in George and you yeah. don't live in George,
yeah,
you would normally go there for like an outing because they've got okay. really like good, you can go eat there, something nice, you yeah. go pick your own strawberries, they've yeah. got the maze
mm.
which was a huge
so can,
tourist
like, walk through
yes
everything.
Then you have like a maze where you need to go, and if you look from yeah. above, I think it looks like a strawberry, I don't know, but it's a maze, it's a proper maze,
it's like a strawberry maze.
It is the strawberry maze.
That's actually cool.
Then there's this big strawberry structure mm. where you can climb up the tower, and it's the biggest strawberry, if I'm not
in the world.
No, in Africa,
Southern Africa. Actually,
I don't know.
Probably Africa. I can't think of another country in our continent that has a random big strawberry.
Literally, so you can climb up and you can like look over. They've
That's
got like
cool.
a little coffee shop with gelato. So they've really yeah. like expanded yeah. and to really accommodate tourists.
Yeah.
So that is probably a really good thing to go to. You can obviously go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find me there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think like tell us
and
like,
the golf courses as well.
Like next to the strawberry farm.
Fan court is close to there. But
I just kind of picture like, you know, like those shows on Netflix where it would be like, oh, like small town, Southern Belle living, and then like you have that one street that goes through the entire town.
York Street.
And it's like the church, the school, Spar, Checkers. No, Checkers is too big. Not Checkers. And then you have like the strawberry farm, and then boom, down there you have, I don't know, the driver's license center of something.
It's not that small, friend. It is not Plaasdorp.
Yeah.
But it is not as big as Pretoria.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. So but if you yeah. came from George, you would have got like a big skrug.
If you oh like
came
if you
from
go,
George to Pretoria.
Then you'd be like the traffic. My goodness. Now we drive very interesting. Very interestingly here in Pretoria. I mean, hey, seatbelt. Seatbelt, all I can say is seatbelt and prayers.
Oh,
honestly,
guys,
honestly.
The people in George drive.
So slow. But then again, why are you rushed, you know?
But still, friend.
I think that's like
I'm
the
not
beauty
rushed.
Of it, though.
It's just, can we not drive 40 or 50 or 60 kilometers?
Yeah. Okay.
For places to be and people to see.
So
I know I'm on holiday, but
is,
please, hurry up.
So like what I'm hearing then is like, Chandra Alstad, you like driving at a reasonable speed for to be politically correct. You like going
the
to the beach.
Yes.
You know about a strawberry farm. And you are now a new podcaster. So let's get into that. So what made you come to I Am Youth and have a heart for podcasting? Because if I'm not wrong, your first one is coming out very soon.
Mm-hmm. So it's quite interesting how I landed up at I Am Youth.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do like an advertising video for my mother. So she's a counselor. She's a full-time counselor down in George at a place called FTC. So it's the Family Transformation Center. And they do a lot of courses. And they did The Dream. So The Dream is basically for the high school girlies where they teach you everything about modesty, identity, dating, what to look out for in a man, the tap out, like what to not want in a man.
There's some sketchy men out there.
So it is
sketchy
a really
people
good...
in general as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I did that in 2019 when I was in matric. Mm-hmm. And then I just had to do an ad for that.
Yeah.
Then someone at Radio Pupult saw me on Facebook and contacted me and was like, would you love to be a part of the team?
Damn.
That's how I became part of the team.
And here
but
we are
quite
now.
Funny enough, if you ask one of my good friends, I told her, listen, I really, really, really want to do a podcast one day. Like that is something I would love to do. And that was probably like I've been dreaming about having a podcast for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And then this just randomly started or showed up at my doorstep. And I'm like, this can only be the Lord.
Yeah. So I think that's a cool thing because like we also briefly spoke about like between us as the team, like you, me, and V.
Yeah.
that all of us had a point where we were like, Lord, we would love to have a podcast, but where do we go? How do we start? What do we do? What do we talk about? How do we incorporate the Lord into it?
And exactly.
I feel like something that V and I spoke about in passing was that this is a ministering platform.
Yep.
Especially because, you know, we are not like podcasting about, you know, hi guys, welcome to my podcast. We're talking all things Sephora. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, we are over here sharing about the gospel, sharing about the Lord. And that is like, that really puts not only just like a literal target on your back, but a spiritual one.
It does.
As well. Yeah. So
it does.
Like, how do you, like, how did you and how do you spiritually prepare yourself when it comes to, you know, sharing about your life so publicly?
Mm-hmm. I think, first of all, I need to sit with the Lord and be like, what am I allowed to share? But like, what can I share to the people? Because obviously there's still things in my life that is a work in progress. And you don't necessarily want to open up doors just yet. But just to sit with the Lord and be like, Lord, what do you want to be? What do you want to make the people know or see or hear? So it's really sitting with him and being like, okay, cool. What area of my life can I share? Then secondly, to cover myself before starting, like cover in prayer. Put on the worship music. Just be like, Lord, this is for you. So come against any backlash, any attacks from Satan. You just need to cover yourself in prayer. You need to have your people, your community covering you. Just even if it's just a quick prayer. And like us girlies, we incorporate that quite a lot.
I mean, like, and also not so long ago, we were all just like laying on the floor.
Literally.
Listening to worship music. And I was freaking out because I was like, this wasn't happening. This wasn't working out.
This isn't part of the plan.
Literally, this morning went so south. It went to like, I don't know, like very south.
Mm-hmm.
Something
we did not expect.
Yeah, very much. And here we are, by the grace of the Lord.
We make it work.
We make it work, even though you feel like, what am I doing? But being like, okay, Lord, I am clinging on to you because if I'm not clinging, I will be drifting far away. So yeah, but like, what is your your brainstorming behind your podcasting? And also, what can we expect of your podcast?
Okay, so my podcast name is In the Highs and Lows.
Mm-hmm.
I really sat with the concept of seasons, and everyone goes through different seasons, but the Lord remains the same.
Yeah.
So that's where the highs and lows came in, because everyone, you can go through a high season, you can go through a low season.
Yeah.
But also I was sitting the one day with this, like, Lord, I want to speak about seasons. I really loved the name In the Waiting Room. That was something I really liked. But also I don't want it to just be tied to relationships, because in my mind, the waiting or the waiting
people,
room,
and like people always put that together, like when you talk about wait on the Lord, and I'm like, guys, it's not just about like romantic sex. Mm-hmm. It's in the big and the small things.
Exactly. Yeah. So I wanted to steer away from a name putting me only with relationships, because that's not what I'm going to only speak about. I sat with that and I started listening to praise and worship music and the song from Hillsong Young and Free, In the Highs and Lows. And I'm like, yes, that is what I want. This is, I was like, Lord, you are speaking to me. Yeah. And also that was a song that carried me through a very difficult time two or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So it really just resonated with me quite a lot in my heart. What to expect is just, I think I went through this whole thing with the Lord. I'm like, Lord, what is my vision and my mission for this?
Yeah.
I need to have a proper, and that also ties into like how to prepare. What do I do? Is I really want to speak about things that I've already gone through, but also relevant things about things that people go through that people are not also always necessarily want to speak about, but mostly just, I always told my mom, it feels like I'm going through things, and then just after I'm done going through this thing, someone close to me goes through it as well.
Yeah.
And then I can use what happened with me as a testimony or as an example.
I think that's so cool, because actually, like, the story of the woman at the well, like something, it always hits me so hard. Yep. It's like the power of a testimony. Because like the woman at the well, she literally went back into town and she was like, I've met Christ. I've met the man who told me everything I've ever done. And like the power of her testimony made people listen. But it is like the word of God that saves people.
Exactly.
But that still means that we have power in our testimony. So, exactly. Okay, girl.
So, I want to come in with this idea of I'm your big sister. I'm just, we're going to have a couch debrief session.
Yeah.
I always with my best friend, I'm like, can we just debrief? Can we just sit and speak about it?
Yeah.
And because I am the type of person that processes through speaking. So if I keep it in, I overthink and it gets worse, or I think myself into this dark hole.
Yeah.
But by speaking and bringing it into the light, Satan doesn't have power over it anymore. Yeah. Whether it's thoughts, whether it is something that happened, what. So I do process through speaking. So I just wanted to create a space where I can invite people and we can just speak about the things.
I think that's also a cool thing, because like between me and V, and also now you as well, like we all have this thing where we want to make it a community.
Exactly.
That a podcast isn't necessarily just one person speaking and then all of us go, hooray, huzzah, woohoo. But like, you know, you can also be in a comment section and you can be like, yeah, I relate with that. This is my story. This is my past. This is my testimony.
Or send us a DM or an email or
send
whatnot.
Send a pigeon, a giraffe, a Capricorn, please.
A dove.
I would love to see the coconut dog in action. I kid you not. Like me and my... Such a big side tangent. But like me and my friend, we literally call Capricorn. A capybara.
I heard a Nate say, what are you speaking about?
A capybara literally looks like a coconut dog.
It does.
So, I'm so sorry. But
Send him with some messages if
honestly,
you want.
Honestly, I would be like, guys, if you send me a capybara, I would be like, I've seen the coconut dog with my eyes. And it has a message.
It's got even a message. Exactly. So, I just wanted to create a space where we can just sit and chat and debrief basically about the highs and lows, whether it is because we need to celebrate the good seasons. Like I think sometimes, and myself as well, we go through seasons where we only pray and talk to the Lord when it's going badly. But I want to create a space where it's like it's normal just to speak through him through your daily life and be like, God, honestly, I am struggling today. This camera is making me angry. So really just to create a safe space to debrief, to chat, and just to have a good time and create community.
Yeah, well, I think hectic. So I don't want to say anything more because, you know, we still got to watch your podcast. So definitely keeping an eye out for In the Highs and Lows. I got to add a joke here. I will be searching high and low for your podcast.
You'll be going through the high and the low.
I was reaching. I was like, how do I land? How do I make this plane land? But thank you so much. And I'm excited to see Big Sister Shawnee in the highs and the lows, having some couch chats. Mm. And I feel like, honestly, also just what the Lord is going to do through you.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
In this space, because what I've learned in the podcasting space is it really taught me, as you said, like what to speak about.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am speaking about my own life and it includes other people,
yeah,
how to not dishonor them.
Exactly.
If it was a bad situation.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, girl, it made me be like, Erin, you need to forgive. You need to forgive, because if you're going to share about your life, a lot of the things that we as humans share about is like difficulties and sometimes obviously like the victories as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to
see. I'm so excited.
And with that, as y'all know, and also Shawnee got this like super cute clapperboard, so you will definitely see this in more of my podcasts. But the lucky words, do you know them? Wow, wow.
Wee wow.
Wow, wow. Wee wow. And that is a wrap on Erin's Expeditions. So please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment,
share. Everything.
Send it to your mom in Kuruman.
Put it on your WhatsApp. WhatsApp status.
Yeah. And once again, thank you so much, Shawnee.
Thank you so much for having me.
Definitely looking forward as well to hearing more about you. Bye, guys.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.